Sales. Well, in the van right now, our last guest of this morning is Paul Snowden. Peter and Paul, father and son, have got plenty of good hopes, and they were very active yesterday here at the sales. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning. How are you, Andrew?
I'm well. It's such a busy week. It's a thriving week for the racing industry. Do you get time to take a breath, particularly through a sale day?
No, look, it's quite different, obviously, because we're travelling in a state. So the last 3 or 4 years, we've had 10 or 12 runners on the day. So we're up early working those horses, and then obviously over the road here all day, and gets quite demanding. There's a lot to sort out, a lot to go through. You're still scanning the yearling process as well, right up to hopefully purchase what you want. And like you say, it's very draining.
And you've got different array of clients. You know, you're trained for Newgate China Horse Club, but you know, yesterday there were a couple that were sold. Marie Yoshida bought one early, the Peggy Jean, and there was another one later in the day that your name's linked to them. So, you're not just training for one person.
No, and look, to their credit, they're extremely professional. Every individual you just mentioned there, and they've got their own aspect on what they want, got their own ideas, and obviously, Dad and myself chime in and go around with them and just to get their final lists and whatnot. So there's a lot of work that goes into this process, and obviously when you do get a result, you know, on the big days, group ones especially, everything's all worthwhile.
It makes it all worthwhile for sure. Well, I mean, who knows Saturday? You've got one guaranteed to start in the two-year-old classic, and then you're sweating with Rome. How's Hightail got through it, given that this will be 3 weeks in a row?
Look, it's not the norm, I suppose, for a two-year-old to do something like this, but It was very soft going to his Kembla win, and he won quite well on a very rain affected track. But since then, he's looked better and better once he's got to the races, and you see him on game day, he certainly hasn't gone backwards. He licks out in the feed tin. He's very bright and bubbly in himself. And I think the day after he won at Randwick, he was walking around his hind legs the afternoon after he won. So, he's an extremely tough horse. He's travelled up in great order. He looks like he's having his second run in his prep, not his fourth. So he's certainly, he needs a little bit of luck. He's drawn an ordinary gate, but we come in a few with the emergencies out, obviously. But just wanting to give yourselves every chance, and I'm sure he's going to be around the money. He's certainly very honest.
Does he look at time? Paul, that will cope with high pressure?
He does. Look, he hasn't got that blistering speed to compete early with him anyway, but what he is, he's strong through the line. So, and that's what we've seen at Randwick. We've got winkers on him on Saturday. There's always that little bit up our sleeve we kept where we went blinkers or winkers, but just where he's at, just don't want to flick the switch too much and ignite him too much. It'll dull his finish. So we need to get that relaxed medium with him.
Yeah.
I think that'll do the job, and just, like I say, get a bit of clean air at a vital stage. Going forward into a race like that, you can certainly you can finish off well.
For sure. Bondi, obviously you've targeted this sort of race. And again, just a sticky sort of draw at this stage. The emergencies will help you.
There's a fair bit of speed drawn outside us too. So hopefully they all begin well and they start to roll forward. So we want to be in that sort of midfield, maybe a touch better. If the face is on, you might be a pair further back. But he's really come on the other day. He's not a leading horse. He was no speed at Randwick, and he's got left there. But he's certainly improved fitness wise, and I think he's as good as what we had him when he ran second in the Champagne. That's for sure.
Another really nice chance for you is Warrity. I like just the watching the horse looks to be a lot of upside going forward.
She's a lovely mare. She's it was really good to get a stakes placing with her the other day. I know it's not the win, but that's just as good. But we're looking. There was two races for a target, and it was 2 weeks ago when she ran third, and obviously here on Saturday. So she's in great order. She looks a picture of health.
Won't go through all of them, but you got a couple. I mean, this maiden's incredible, given the amount of prize money that's up for grabs, $250,000. You've got a couple in it. Can you win it?
I think Galena's got a great chance. I know she's drawn a bit awkward, but she's the type of horse that needs a lot of speed on to relax in her races, and if she does, she will hit the line really well. So I would say, I'm not sure what price she is, but her form's got to be pretty much right up there with the leading chances in that race, and I think if she can switch off and get that good speed she needs, be looking for a late to be swamping down the outside.
Well, certainly, I mean, it's such a competitive race, and I'm just getting the market up here from tab.com.au. At the moment, Galena is $26.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. I might have to just take an ad break here shortly and see what interest I can create. So that's race one, number 14. Just before I let you go, and you've got other runners, so we wish you all the best with all of them, but we all hear commercials around this sale, and always there is Red Zell. What's he up to?
Yeah, look, he's back in. He started to do a little bit of Steppy's work up last week, so it's slowly but surely with him. There's no rush. We're sort of going through a transition with our training facilities at Randwick at the moment. Yep. So that the dirt track is our main workhorse there. It's getting replaced with a polyfibre track, and that's nearly at completion. And that'll take a lot of the workload. We've only had grass tracks to work on since I think Everest Day in October. So it's been quite a hard process to sort of get your horses fit
and
on
and the right judgment of what other tracks you want to train them on.
Yeah, so it's basically just taken away our main sort of surface that we do prepare, and then obviously get on grass on vital gallops and lead ups to race day and things like that. So it'll be really good to get back in sync with everything. I think every Randwick trainer is looking forward to it, and it's a little bit of sort of short term pain for long term gain.
Yeah, understand. Well, we look forward to seeing him back. Good luck on Saturday. Day two not far away, mate, here at the sales. I hope it's another successful day for you.
Yeah, busy again. Hopefully we can be amongst it.
Sleep's overrated, isn't it? They keep telling me that anyway.
This time of year, I tell you, you're looking for the pillow pretty quick.
Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Paul Snowden joining us here on our OB van. We thank all of the guys and girls that have dropped in and had a chat with us this morning. Joe Austin from Westbury Stud, Barry Bowditch, Mike Fleming, Michael Costa. We've spoken to many guests. Tomorrow we're going to be focusing in on the race day. Nathan Exelby from the Brisbane Courier Mail is going to join us. A few other trainers. So spotlighting Saturday's racing tomorrow. And don't forget, the Sky Sports Radio weekly podcast is up now with Paul Joyce. You can go to skysportsradio.com.au, go to the podcast page, and Paul Joyce's quaddie preview of Randwick on Saturday is available for you there.